97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Conversations are happening in Wisconsin Rapids around data centers, many of them on social media. Mayor Matt Zacher tells WFHR the comments aren't always factual.
I think things can be taken out of context and then blown up, and then you just talk about them and create situations that aren't actually true. Like, most of what's going on out there is not true.
Zacher says the city has a similar involvement in the data center decision like they would any business coming into the area, but it is an agreement between private entities.
We don't have any connection to this database company as the government.
The mayor said he's catching heat for what he describes as the role of government versus what people are saying.
What people are saying is, I, as the mayor, have the power to say yes to that person and no to that person or company. And that's not the way it's set up, and that's not the way I ever want it to be set up again. We've come a long way from dictatorships, and we don't want to necessarily go back there.
Zacher says overall it's good that the decision on this particular data center is being delayed. His overarching goal is to see the mill site contributing to the community again.
I'm not for or against data centers. I don't have a dog in that fight. I don't care. So let me make that very clear again. I don't care if a data center comes here or not.
The mayor and various council members have attended meetings and gatherings in town over the past several weeks.
So ultimately, if there was a success in this, is it the community slowed down the process? We heard them. We said, let's get more information. Let's slow it down. So in the end, everything's working exactly the way it should.
The city is working on a press release detailing the process up till now and what will or won't be happening next. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. There's a growing fundraising gap between Wisconsin's two major parties, with Democrats pulling in more than four times what Republicans raised last month. April reports show Democrats collected over $1.2 million, while the GOP raised just under $300,000. Both parties reported money coming from internal transfers and individual donors. Democrats ended the month with more cash available, but both sides continue to build for future races. Republicans have not outraised Democrats in federal accounts in more than 3 years. Anti-Semitic incidents reached record levels in Wisconsin in 2025, rising 83% in just 1 year and more than 900% over the past decade. The report shows more than half happened online, and leaders say that hate often moves from social media to the streets. Jewish residents at a Jewish Community Relations Council event this week say they are responding by hiding religious symbols and changing their behavior, with 55% saying fear has altered their daily lives. With Memorial Day travel picking up, Wisconsin transportation and natural resource officials are warning that a fun trip can turn dangerous without the right precautions. The DOT says drivers should expect congestion and adjust for conditions, especially when towing trailers or boats. The DNR says most deadly boating accidents involve people not wearing life jackets or mixing in alcohol. Officials say checking your equipment, securing loads, and staying focused can prevent crashes on both roads and the water. They're asking everyone to share space and look out for others. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers make the top 10 list. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. A new poll ranks the Packers' Brian Gutekunst in the top 10 general managers of the NFL. Gutekunst ranks 6th overall for building a team that's made the playoffs 6 of the last 8 years. At number 2, the Seahawks' John Schneider. Number 1, the Eagles' Howie Roseman. Baseball, the Brewers' Christian Yelich held his 4th annual charity concert last night in Milwaukee, starring comedian Charlie Behrens and country singer Jake Owens.
We'd like to pick different things every year. ALS Foundation, Lou Gehrig, BCF as well, Visit Milwaukee. So we try to touch on a bunch of different little areas in the community and spread the good deeds, and just a lot of great people coming together.
Yelich says this year's benefit also helped military veteran families in Wisconsin. The Brewers host the Dodgers tonight. We'll have coverage all weekend from American Family Field with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to the low to mid 60s for a high this afternoon. A few scattered showers tonight. Our low dropping into the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few showers at times with a high in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.